Natter with Mark Steele on Bow Radio.
Hey up, it's Wee Natter. I'm Mark Steele, and across the table from me should be Jenny Steele, but unfortunately she's not here with us tonight. Apparently she is on a top secret mission that apparently I'm not even supposed to mention the fact she's on a secret mission, because I'll get put in jail for breaking the Official Secrets Act then. So I'm already in trouble then, haven't I? I'm not even supposed to share that much with you. But I am also joining you on a night of exciting news, because apparently tomorrow there will be a solar eclipse. Ooh, yeah, fancy, isn't it? A solar eclipse. Nothing to do with me mooning from the bus and being stopped by the police, because the moon would be covered up. There's your eclipse there, if you didn't get the joke. Admittedly, it was a bit of a rubbish joke. But the downside is you're not going to see much. Now, I'm not saying it's because of the weather, because it's going to be grey all day tomorrow, but apparently you need to be in the proper north. We're in the Midlands. You need to be in the proper north to see the actual, well, I was going to say eclipse. You can only see part of the eclipse in the proper north. Remember back in 1999 when we saw the last real eclipse that really covered the whole of the UK? I remember it. My dad got a telescope out, and no, before you say it, I wasn't stupid enough to then stick my eye up against the telescope and look directly at the sun. We got a piece of paper out so we could see, you know, the curvature, and it was all getting dark. It was all brilliant and whatnot. A couple of neighbours got a bit scared because they weren't used to seeing daylight disappear in the middle of the day. But otherwise, it was fine, and we got to enjoy the proper eclipse. Bad news is the next good one here in the UK isn't until 2090. So rather than realising we'll all be dead by that point, let's flip to more positive news and the fact that the postbag has arrived. And this week, the postie was complaining because they had to deliver some parcels. And amongst those parcels was one from a certain Sandra Owens, which is Sally Lund's big finest bath buns. And when I open this box, you will see, well, you won't see because this is radio. But if you're viewing the video or you're, you know, watching this online later, it's some of the biggest baps I've ever seen in my life. And get your mind out of the gutter. I'm not talking about that sort of baps. I'm talking about actual buns, bread things, you know, that sort of thing. Now, the original plan was that I was going to get this bath bun thing, and I was going to cook it for you, and I was going to share it with you on the radio. But the bad news is the only cooking equipment that we've got in this studio is a 3-bar granny fire. And I've already acquired too many frequent flyer miles with the fire brigade. So, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to cook it here, but I can tell you, I have given them a taste, and oh, they are fantastic. They are really big. They will really fill you up, but they are fantastic. So if you get a shot to try them, do give them a shot. And we also asked you last week, what in the world makes you wonder, how did they figure that one out? And that was the other thing Sally Owens got in touch about, saying, how did they figure out that the moon controls the tides? Well, I did a little bit of research for you, Sally, and apparently Big Pharma discovered it in the 60s, but kept it a secret, and it got leaked in the 1980s, and they've had to admit that that's how it works since then. Sam Killip's also been in touch, saying, the thing I wonder is how they classified the piano as a string instrument. When anyone looks at the piano, the first thing they would think of would be the keys. The only person who actually sees the strings is the piano tuner. But I've also seen articles in which the piano could be classed as both a string and a percussion instrument. The first thing I think of when it comes to percussion is drums. So are you suggesting we play the piano with drumsticks now? It'd be a very unique way to play the piano. I don't know if you get the sound of it you'd expect to. But he's also saying, I'd love to know how they work out how to classify what instrument, family of instruments, that a piano belongs to. That's a very good question. And this is my old studio engineer thing popping out, right? If you go to record a piano, you want to get the noise of the piano recorded onto tape, the best place to put the microphones is pointing into the body of the piano. So you flip it open, you can see all the strings, and you get the best sound out of it that way. So it turns out the piano tuner isn't the only one that knows there are strings in there. And if somebody plays it a bit too hard and snaps a string, like, you know, like they do with the G string on your guitar, I guess you get that twang as it breaks. That would give away it's a string instrument as well, wouldn't it? Yeah, that's one to ponder. One to ponder there, Sam. And also Dutch Anne Littlehill saying how thunder and lightning happens. Again, I've done a little bit of research for you there, Anne. And apparently the big man upstairs wears cotton pyjamas and can't lie still. That's how it all happens. Going back to the days when we were still talking about millennium this and millennium that. It's Robbie Williams, rock DJ, playing on a wee natter, which happens to come from Bow Radio and Fatchham Town Radio too. And there's something about going out for your messages. Do you even know what I'm on about when I say I'm going out for my messages? It's a very Scottish thing. It's going to the supermarket. It makes it sound like you're going on some sort of secret mission. You're going out to get the messages that have been hidden. But no, you're just going out to get your shopping. I don't even know where it comes from. But it's just such a common term or phrase north of the border. But anyway, I was out getting my messages, going to the supermarket. And I passed some kids. Now, usually, I just ignore them. We wouldn't give them a care. But something came out the mouths of one of those angels that brought me to a stop. What do you think I heard emanating from those angels' mouths? What do you think it was, dear? So have a little think about it. No, it wasn't that at all. It was, I love dead bodies. No, seriously, this is like 11-year-old, 8-year-old kid or whatever coming out going, I love dead bodies. It's quite the confession to make. I have no idea how a kid so young could come up with that one. But it got me wondering, are there any weird confessions, maybe not as strong as this kid's making, but are there any weird confessions that you want to make, dear listener? I've got a few myself. One of them is I hold my breath when I'm walking past smokers. So you see smokers at the bus stop, you got to walk past the bus stop. I will hold my breath till I get past the bus stop. It backfires in bits of Nottingham, unfortunately. There are a lot of Bob Marley enthusiasts, is probably the way I'd put it. And I genuinely collapsed trying to hold on for so long last time I tried it. Or if we're still on the topic of confessions, remember that glowing red cigarette lighter in your car? Hands up if you tasted it as well. Yeah, go on, be honest, put your hands up. Yeah, you only do it once, don't you? You're not going to confess to doing it a second time. And also, who else can't remember anyone's names? I'm going to confess this one right here on the wireless, right? That might be the reason I asked my team to have the webcam on in meetings so I can remember who's who and what the names are. So I'm going to open this one up to you, dear listener. What weird confession are you willing to make here on a wee natter from Bow Radio and Fatchham Town Radio 2? It doesn't have to be as strong or as weird as the dead bodies thing. We don't have to get into that. Something tells me that kid's going to be a frequent flyer at Crown Court. They're even going to have their own dedicated parking space at some point. But I'd love for you to get in touch on the phone, 01623 888730. You can text 073 79 78 4900. Or you can email requests at bowradio.co.uk and make your confessions. Young at heart. Fine Young Cannibal, She Drives Me Crazy, and before that, Bluebells, Young at Heart. So we natter on Bow Radio and Fatchham Town Radio 2. We're asking about the weird, wonderful things you want to confess about, and Pond Life 21 has been in touch with just the word me. Yeah, I feel like my life's a confession sometimes as well. I do love the fact that here in the UK, I believe you can almost name yourself anything. You don't have to do it officially or be deep or anything like that. You can just go, I am now called Bob, and that's my entire name. Or I'm now called Superman, and that's my entire name. As long as it's not offensive, it still flies. Maybe that's a confession you've got. You've gone and turned yourself into, I don't know, Robbie Williams the Third or something like that. Maybe that's a confession you're going to make. And just because I'm on my own here, dear listener, I'm Mark Steele. Jenny should normally be with me, but unfortunately she's on a secret mission that I'm going to be put in jail for even mentioning she's on a secret mission. Never mind giving you any facts on it. We're still going to do normal things, so I'm going to put you in charge of the song we play at 7:30 in covers versus originals. So we take a cover song, we take an original song, and we pit them up against each other. And this week, it's Tainted Love, so you've got two choices. Your first one, you can go back to the 80s with Soft Cell's version of Tainted Love, or you can go back to the 60s and a bit of Northern Soul with Gloria Jones' version of Tainted Love. Which one's it going to be? It's entirely down to you. I want you to get in touch on the phone, Mansfield, 01623 888730. You can text 073 79 48 49 00, or you can email requests at bowradio.co.uk and tell me which of the tainted loves are we going to go with. It's entirely up to you on a wee natter from Bow Radio and Fatchham Town Radio 2. MGMT TN Kids, it's a wee natter from Bow Radio, and we are doing covers versus originals, where you are choosing between Tainted Love by Soft Cell or Tainted Love by Gloria Jones. The votes so far are very much going in one direction, but there's still a chance for you to change it. Do get in touch on the phone, 01623 888 730. You can text 073 79 478 4900, or you can email requests at bowradio.co.uk, which is exactly what Stephen West has done, asking for... Oh, it's changed the vote a little bit. He's voted for the other direction. What will it be enough to flip it the other way? That's for you to find out. After this one from Aerosmith, well, I don't want to miss a thing. Do you? Almost inspired by Michael Bay-style explosions. I was enjoying that song, had my lighter out, swaying from side to side. As anyone does when they're enjoying Aerosmith's I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, before I realised there is a gas canister in the corner of this room and it all could have gone horribly wrong and looked a lot like the film. Armageddon. Although it was a bit of a weird film, wasn't it? Why wouldn't they just train the astronauts in how to drill rather than training drillers in how to fly spacecraft? It's a weird one, but I guess if they didn't do that, there wouldn't have been a film and we wouldn't have got to enjoy it.
Bow Radio would like to thank all our sponsors. We couldn't be here without you.
Indeed, it's Bow Radio, with special thanks to Property Drain Check Mansfield, Ollerton and Booton Town Council, Arnold Clark Cars, Edwin Stowe Parish Council, Essential Site Skills Limited, Notts County Council, Walesby Parish Council, Worksop Freemasons, ABIB Motors Tuxford, and Sherwood Grange Care Centre as well. And we've now passed 7:30. Admittedly, we're a few minutes late because we're enjoying so much Aerosmith. But we're now past 7:30, and I was giving you the choice. Which version of Tainted Love are we going to hear? And the votes have very much gone in one direction, despite the fact Anne Little saying she absolutely hates Soft Cell with a passion. Unfortunately, by your decision, dear listener, we are playing Soft Cell's version of Tainted Love. You never know, you might hear the other version, the Northern Soul edition, in the future. It might just happen on a wee natter on Bow Radio. You chose it in covers versus original, Soft Cell's version of Tainted Love. It wasn't Gloria Jones, but you never know, in the future you might hear Gloria Jones, as we might do some Northern Soul type thing. It may occur, it might happen, I'm not giving anything away. But Stephen West has been in touch, saying great to be tuned in, and thanks for cheering me up as I'm sat here with my leg bandaged up following surgery. Oh, sorry to hear about that. He's also saying I'm going mad because I can't drive, can't walk, can't ride my mic, and can't swim. Oh, it's really annoying when that happens. You know, you get yourself an injury, or whether it's surgery or whatever it is, that means you cannot go out, and it just does you nut in not being able to get out of the house. Even just step into the front door becomes a joy, doesn't it? He's also saying, I can't drink alcohol because of the meds I'm on, but he is confessing that he can't eat pizza. Well, I suppose if you're going to eat pizza... I was going to ask if I could join in, but it's quite a trek to come down to Fatsum to join you for pizza there. He's also asking, please can I play Shape of You for Paula? I'm driving her mad as well as driving myself mad, sending you both love from Fatsum. And he's also asking what Sooty is doing. And if you're not aware, dear listener, Sooty is my cat, Sooty the Solid Radio Cat. If I'm completely honest, she is a cat, so she's probably sitting on the sofa, taking up the space that I was sitting in because it's nice and warm, and I'm never going to get it back in the next 10 years. That's it, the space is completely gone. But as you asked so nicely, for Paula, from Stephen, is Ed Sheeran's Shape of You on a wee natter on Bow Radio and Fatsum Town Radio 2. That's chosen by Stephen for Paula. It's Ed Sheeran's Shape of You. It's a wee natter on Bow Radio and Fatsum Town Radio 2. And I think I've accidentally started something with all this request stuff and letting you choose the songs. And I'll be honest with you, I'm quite happy to let you pick the songs. You could choose songs, you could get requests on, although we are going to set limits. If anyone chooses the chicken song, I'm sorry, but you're banned from life. We're just not going to allow it. There are limits. I might even allow the Wurzels, you know, a bit of a stretch if you can explain why you want it. But, you know, there are some songs just completely off limits. But otherwise... yeah, I'm game. And also being in touch is a birthday request for Rhea Watson, aka Lady Human of Moggy Manor, asking for Blur, Best Days, off the Great Escape album. Now, I'd love to say that we're an amazing radio station. It's got every song you could possibly want, but unfortunately, we do not have Best Days. However, off of the Great Escape album, we do have Country House, which is the song that every immature radio DJ has had to try to pause in just the right moment to get a dirty word played out. It turns out you can't pronounce the word country properly, so it doesn't work. Playing that one is a birthday request for Rhea. Not quite the song you originally asked for, but from the right album. Hopefully it does the job. So we natter on Bow Radio and Thatcham Town Radio too, where a little while ago I was asking you about weird and wonderful confessions. And Vicky Fairweaver has been in touch saying, just one weird confession of the frankly hundreds I could possibly choose from. I quite often relax at night by watching the TV programmes and reading the books I enjoyed as a child. I'm in my fourth decade. I know exactly what you're on about there, Vicky. And, you know, if a bit of Banana Man or the Magic Roundabout is what, you know, makes you happy at the end of the day and gets you ready for bed, I'm on board with that as well. I don't think I'm at the point of admitting that I see these things occasionally pop up on YouTube or whatever and might click the links on them. I don't think I'm getting to that point of my confession, but I'm sure you can fill in the blanks and work out for yourself. And talking of confessions, Amazon made quite a big one recently. We'll have a chat about it after this one from ELO. Deereen being surprisingly upbeat there with Things Can Only Get Better, and ELO and Mr. Blue Sky were all very positive at the moment, but the confessions are still coming in, and Henk has been touched saying, one of my things I still do, and also do when I was wrong, is reading the Donald Duck, and I buy sometimes a book when I'm travelling by plane, for instance, and I always like to read the books of Donald and his friends. There is nothing wrong with that at all. If you want to read Donald Duck, nothing in the world can stop you from reading Donald Duck, unless they take it out of print. But I don't think that's going to happen with Donald Duck. I think Donald Duck will always be available. And he's also saying, people sitting next to me in business class, and they think and look, and they just get, it goes all weird. And they think, what's going on here? And Henk is going, well, I just enjoy it. I'm having fun. I'm getting my joy out of it. And I don't mind at all. And I think you've got the right view on life there, Henk. And talking about confessions, did you hear the big Amazon news this week? Yeah, there's big Amazon news. Yeah, no, it's not about that. It's something to do with the supermarkets. You got any idea what it's about? What could possibly be, dear listener? No, I didn't even know they had supermarkets either. No, apparently they had a few supermarkets where you just picked stuff off the shelves, stuck it in your pocket, and legged it out the door. Now, that's not because you're like a scroat at the co-op and you're nicking things, but it was a legitimate thing because it was supposed to be your computers were constantly watching what you're picking off the shelves, putting in your pockets, and the idea is you could just walk out and you'd be charged for it, and you'd be charged the right amount because they saw what you picked off the shelves. All AI-powered, which is very cool nowadays, that's the cutting-edge thing that everyone's supposed to be. You know, if Tomorrow's World was still on the telly, they'd be banging on about AI every week. You know, that's how cool AI is. Yeah, I know Tomorrow's World isn't a thing and they probably bang on and about it on Click, but I get the point. I know what you're saying. Downside is, when I hear about AI, I just want to rant. And I could rant about this AI evolution that we've got going on. Most of the AI that I've seen to date is complete and utter horse plop. And I'm counting ChatGPT in there as well, dear listener. Complete and utter horse plop. None of it's intelligent. And it turns out Amazon supermarket, their AI that they were building was the same, because they had to employ 1,000 people to fill in when the robot couldn't figure out what you put in your pocket. So got me wondering, why else are they lying about? Are there people handing out tenors, you know, sitting in the cash machine handing out tenors? Or, you know, are cars really powered by angry hamsters? Or do we need to come from a well-off family to do well in life? If any of those is true, quite frankly, my world and your world, dear listener, is completely and utterly shattered. Oh, when's the last time you heard Bad English? It wasn't yesterday, wasn't it? When I see you smile, it's a wee natter on Bow Radio and Thatcham Town Radio too. I'm Mark Steele. Thanks for joining me. I'd usually have Jenny here as well, but unfortunately she is on a top secret mission that is so secret I'm not even supposed to know that there's a mission happening. So she's currently unavailable. She's doing top secret mission stuff. And next week, I probably won't be doing the show because I mentioned the fact she's doing top secret mission stuff, which means I'm going to be in jail for breaking the Official Secrets Act, but we'll ignore that for now. However, just because I'm on my my own doesn't mean that we won't be doing all the usual things. No, it'll still be happening. We will be doing Elected, and you guys, yes, you, dear listener, have suggested the topic we'll be touching on this week. However, before we get into that, we've had a request from Hank saying, can you play Dr. Alban? It's my life. Thank you. Kind regards, Hank. And because you asked so, so nicely, I think we definitely can do that one for you, Hank. It's Dr. Alban on a wee natter on Bow Radio and Faction Town Radio 2. Hope you're enjoying your Sunday evening. Playing that one by request for Hank, Dr. Alban, It's My Life. It's a wee natter on Bow Radio and Faction Town Radio 2. And it turns out the big news in politics is that there is a new hate crime in Scotland. Say something anyone doesn't like and you're in big trouble. That's the way it goes at the moment. And to be honest with you, it's all gone downhill up there since they stopped requiring that people in charge have fish names. Although now that I've made that joke, I've probably broken one of the hate crimes in Scotland. I'm probably going to get arrested next time I go back to visit the family. I've screwed myself over there, haven't I? But anyway, in case you have not noticed, it is an election year this year, and you will hear all sorts of promises in the build-up from people that are promising to deal with all the important issues. But you will hear nobody, absolutely nobody, promising to deal with the unimportant issues. And we want to change that. We want to bring the
power to the people!
As part of something we call... And this week we have a motion put forward by Comrade Pondlife 21 and seconded by Vicky Fairweather as well, that all cans must have ring pulls. And quite frankly, I saw that written down and I thought, I am on board with that. I don't even have to think about it any further. Every can that you get in the shop should have a ring pull on it. And it got me thinking, right? Baked beans. Considering almost everyone microwaves them, why do baked beans come in cans? Because you can't put them in the microwave. If you do, don't get me wrong, you get an amazing light show, but it doesn't cook them very well. It doesn't go very well. But I think my friends are onto something here when they're suggesting that all cans must have ring pulls. It could be cat food, soup, pineapple slices. It doesn't matter what it is. It's all easier with a ring pull versus a can opener. And you're less likely to need that trip to A&E, aren't you? Although, consider the thing that happened to me the other day, right? Giving the cat her food. And I didn't have a ring pull on it. It was in a tin. Ended up using the can opener? Horrible thing to use. You never get it right the first time. Using that, I ended up cutting myself and getting a little bit of blood into her food. And now she gives me a proper look. Every time I go near her, she's got that look in her eyes like, I know what you taste like now. And you know what? I quite liked it. So I'm at the point, I cannot show any weakness in front of my cat or she will have a go at me at some point. And to be quite honest, she'll get a fantastic meal out of me because I'm quite a chubby wee chap. Although, that wouldn't have happened if it had been a ring pull instead of having to use a can opener. So I'm on board with this. There is a bit of a downside, it removes part of the free bentos experience, having to do it with a little key and you end up cutting yourself, things like that. That doesn't happen anymore, but I think it still stands if you're on board with it as well, dear listener. And on that note, if there's something unimportant, and that's the important word, unimportant, that you think we need to have as a policy on the People's Manifesto, do get in touch, exactly like how Pondlife and Vicky Fairweather did last week, then do get in touch on the phone, 01623 888 730. You can text 073 79 78 49 00, or you can email requests@bowradio.co.uk, and you could be influencing the People's Manifesto. We could be giving the power to the people, including you. Scary, isn't it? It's not actually that scary. You'll get drunk on power, don't worry about it. Who would have thought that a pledge to make it law that all cans must have ring pulls and not be opened with those horrible tin opener things would be so popular? Even Cheryl's backing it as well. And Pondlife, his contribution to the redesign of the can completely, saying can labels on cans be printed on rather than with paper because it saves tearing them off to recycle. I know exactly what you're on about, because the council round here sometimes they get into it, this mood where they get very picky about what ends up in the recycling bin. And if you've got paper on any of your tins, your whole recycling bin will not be picked up. And that could be like a month's worth of stuff sitting in there. So yes, if we not have the labels on them, having to wash them and mess around, it's too much effort. We need to make it much simpler. We need to make it so it's just printed straight on there. And it's a wee natter from Bull Radio. I'm Mark Steele joining you this evening. I should have Jenny as well, but she's on a super secret mission. But because I am on my own, that doesn't mean that we're going to give up on all the usual stuff. No, no, no. The quiz has returned. Although this time, I did get a complaint. Somebody saying, well, you're not doing enough of, you know, some of the history and the sports questions and things like that. So I've come up with a new question rather than taking one of my questions from over a decade ago. Yeah, I know it's scary. It is, but I still want you to answer this question. I want to hear your guesses as to what you think on this one. Which gangster was famously found guilty for tax evasion? There you go. Not avoidance, because that's legal if you're well off enough, but which gangster was famously found guilty in court for tax evasion? If you think no, get in touch. 01623 888 730 on the phone. You can text 073 79 78 49 00, or you can email requests at bullradio.co.uk and share your judicial knowledge about... Well, I'll give you a little hint. It's not a British criminal we're on about here. I think you can figure it out. It's quite a famous one. I'd love to hear from you. But while you're having a little ponder, here is the Eagles and Hotel California on a wee natter from Bull Radio and Thatcham Town Radio 2. One of the songs you know every single lyric to. Go on, admit you were singing along as well. Eagles, Hotel California. It's a wee natter on Bull Radio and Thatcham Town Radio 2. We're doing the quiz where we're asking which gangster was famously found guilty for tax evasion. And the little hint I gave you is it's not a British person. A few of you have been in touch with your guesses, including Cheryl with the correct answer. Also in touch was Hank with the correct answer. And finally, we had Stephen in touch saying, there's a risk I may be breaking my streak of hopeless answers here, but... And then he puts in the correct answer. If you think you know what it is or you're still struggling, don't worry. You've got one more song left to figure out who was that famous gangster that was found guilty for tax evasion. Try and sound like one of those very knowledgeable radio DJ type people and say that was Gwen Stefani's band before she went solo, wasn't it? I probably got that wrong, but it's no doubt Don't Speak. It's a wee natter on Bull Radio and Thatcham Town Radio 2. We'll be trying to do a little quiz question, which was what gangster was famously found guilty for tax evasion? Not to be confused with avoidance, which is apparently legal if you're well off enough, but we're talking about evasion. A couple more of you have been sticking your guess in, including Gary Ellie with the correct answer. And also PondLife21 with the correct answer. Which, of course, was Al Capone, and it was the only charge they could make stick to him.
Bull Radio would like to thank all our sponsors. We couldn't be here without you.
Indeed, we have to give special thanks to Property Drain Check Mansfield, Ollerton and Booton Town Council, Arnold Clark Cars, Edwinstowe Parish Council, Essential Skite Skills Limited, Notts County Council, Walesby Parish Council, Worksop Freemasons, ABIB Motors Tuxford and Sherwood Grange Care Centre. And on a slightly different note, we'll be exploring what's in a name. Yeah, of all the weird and wonderful things. But before that, this is Heart. With All I Want to Do Is Make Love to You. It's a wee natter on Bull Radio and Thatcham Town Radio 2. You know, when you get married, what would you say the big changes are? If I'm completely honest, 100% honest, the next day, it felt exactly the same as before you were married, didn't it? Although we did learn that changing your name is a real proper pain, isn't it? Although somebody has been doing a little bit of research and looking into how this sort of stuff works in Japan. And when you hear Japan, if you're expecting some sort of Tarrant on TV style thing, prepare to be disappointed. Because the research they've done says that with all the marriages that are going on, by 2351... everyone will have the surname Sato in Japan. But let's be real. Japan is by the sea. And if you think about sea levels, by the time we get to 25, 31, everyone left in Japan will be living on Mount Fuji. So I'm not sure how much I trust this prediction, although, thinking about it, if we're talking about places by sea, Skegness is by the sea, you know. By 2531, will everyone in Skegness be called Big Dave? Although, if that's what's going to happen, by that point, Skegness is going to be somewhere near Sheffield, isn't it? If I'd given the surprise away and told you that there was going to be a Journey song coming on the wireless, admit it, this wasn't the one you would have guessed, is it? But still a cracking wee song any way you want it. And before that, we chilled out to Deacon Blue and Dignity. It's Wee Natter on Bow Radio and Thatcham Town Radio too. And we've had another cheeky wee request coming. I know. I probably shouldn't be playing these things, but I'm going to play them for you because I'm a bit like that. I'm kind like that. And Hank's been touching. When you have the time, I have another request. Okay, I'm hearing you out, Hank. Let's see what you got to say. Hollow Notes. I can't go for that. No can do. Is that possible? Thank you. Kind regards, Hank. Well, because you asked so nicely, and because, quite frankly, it's such a banging wee tune as well, I think we can go for that. We can do, rather than I can't go for that. No can do. You get the point. It's Hollow Notes. It's a wee natter. It's Bow Radio and Thatcham Town Radio too. Very chilled out from the Hollow Notes Trucking Company. I can't go for that, no can do. It's chosen by Hank. And I don't know if you know about this, dear listener, but I found out the other day when a polling card came through my door that apparently here in the East Midlands, because this radio show is produced in Sherwood, but here in the East Midlands, we're getting a regional mayor from next month. Apparently we've got to go choose one, we've got to do our voting thing, right? And as Nottinghamshire's least political radio show, I don't know if I should be telling you this because I feel like I'm breaking an embargo or something like that, but as Nottinghamshire's least political radio show, I have sent invites out to the main candidates to ask them to join us for a wee natter. Place your bets as to whether everyone's going to drop by for a chat, because quite frankly, I'm not exactly good at doing an impression of Paxman. I'm probably closer to Parkinson or Partridge, if I was to choose between the peas and the interviewers. But if they say yes, we will be having them on. And the only way to find out if they're going to appear is to keep tuned into a wee natter every week and find out if our mayoral candidates will be taking up our kind offer to have them here in the studio talking about themselves and about the music that they enjoy as well. And on that note, I'll play some music I enjoy. It's Billy Myers' Kiss the Rain on Wee Natter from Bow Radio and Thatcham Town Radio 2. Billy Myers going on about kissing the rain. I don't think I've ever tried to kiss the rain. I have done that thing where you tilt your head back and you try to drink the rain as it comes from the sky. You never, even though it's absolutely pouring down, you don't get much of it in your gob. And that probably wasn't a good idea when acid rain was a big deal. That probably explains a lot about what goes on with my body and what's going on in my life at the moment. And on that positive note, that is unfortunately, and I hate to give you the bad news, that is unfortunately about it for a wee natter for another week. I know. We can't give you too much of it. We're just not allowed to do it. They don't let us. They're too strict. However, I'm going to ask you to do one thing, right? When you go on your summer jollies this year, right? And you get into the airplane, it takes off, you get up to cruising altitude and you get, this is your captain speaking. I want you to jump in and go, oi, captain, shut it. Estivia, a wee natter, Bow Radio, tune in. If you could do that for me, that would be absolutely amazing and I will be forever indebted to you. You think you can manage that? I'm not asking a lot, that's all I'm asking for. And on that note, if I've got to leave you, I suppose I've got to leave you on the song that counts everything down. It is Europe and the Final Countdown on a wee natter from Bow Radio and Thatcham Town Radio as well. Catch you next week.